The Duke makes a grand statement. I'm Hollis Monroe with Soundtrack to the Struggle. January 23, 1943, Carnegie Hall. Duke Ellington and his orchestra make their debut at the legendary venue. On the program is the premiere of Ellington's new magnum opus, his three-movement jazz symphony, Black, Brown, and Beige. It is Ellington's longest and most ambitious composition to date. Admittedly, the piece as a whole is under-rehearsed and rough in spots. But Duke is excited to use this stage of all stages to make a grand statement on the black condition. He dubbed it a tonal parallel to the history of the Negro in America. Within each movement, suites reflect components of the African-American experience, from slavery to Harlem to swing. Timpani portray the sounds of hard labor. Muted trumpets echo wails and work songs. There are spirituals and dance numbers. The work is rich and orchestral, but most assuredly jazz. Ellington makes sure his audience knows that jazz is America's music, created by black Americans. Critical response to the Carnegie Hall performance is, at best, mixed. Discouraged by its tepid response, Ellington only performs Black, Brown, and Beige once more before breaking it into pieces. Yet those pieces, like Work Song and Come Sunday, collectively make the most powerful statement of all. We've come so far, but still have so far to go. Here is Duke Ellington and his orchestra with Come Sunday.
Thank you.
Soundtrack to The Struggle is written by Ron Atkins and Hollis Monroe. Executive producers George Dorman and Dennis Green. Visit soundtracktothestruggle.org for our program archive. Join me next time for another story of how music and musicians helped fight for racial equality on Soundtrack to the Struggle, a production of KCCK-FM, Iowa's Jazz Station.